Oh man.
Woo-hoo.
Look at that intro. What is up? What up, people? It's the WWE Family Podcast. Yeah. Ain't that right? Ike, man.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Nothing.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's been a long time since we've done a WWE Family Podcast. I think the last one was May.
I know.
It's been a fun summer. We've been doing lots of stuff.
Sleeping?
All right. But I always say this. We got to do more podcasts. Right?
Yeah.
What up? I'm Yuck Nasty. This is my son, Iron Man Isaac, on Twitter. That's his name on Twitter. And we like WWE wrestling, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So what do we do here? Tell him, Isaac.
We went to August 5th, Raw. We went to that.
Yes, we did. We were live in the audience.
I fell asleep at the way in.
Yeah, he fell asleep during the main event.
The
I don't even remember
the
now.
The Shield versus John Cena, Dan Ryan, Randy Orton.
That's what it was, yeah.
I can't believe we don't remember that.
Well, as soon as the match ended, we got out of there.
Well, I woke up at the end where they attacked John Cena and them.
Mr. Tater Tot said he wasn't going to let it down. He was going to pick on you about it.
What? That fall asleep?
That you fell asleep during Raw.
So?
Too many snow cones.
Well, at least I know what time the boring part's going to happen.
When's that?
The Shield part. That was boring.
You think so?
All they did is attack each other and they start the match. That was only a 5-second match before the bell rang because they attacked them.
Yeah.
I saw the preview. I didn't miss nothing important.
It was crazy. It was a crazy Raw for being live. It was not as hype of a crowd as the one that we were. We went to the one that was here in 2011 when Vince McMahon got fired. And that was
a
good
last
crowd.
That was the one we went to.
Yeah, that was
really good
crowd.
Well, that was the last Raw we went to. That was pretty good. John Cena attacked all those people by himself.
At the end when the cameras went out. Yeah, I like when they do stuff at the end after the TV cameras go out. But it was a cool Raw. We saw Brock Lesnar, CM Punk. It was awesome to see Rob Van Dam still flipping around in the ring.
He was not doing that good in that
match. He's been laying down for everybody lately, huh?
Well, no. The first time he went back, when he came back to Raw, he did pretty good. He won about 3 matches before he just let him get beaten.
Yeah.
And he didn't really care. Oh yeah, I forgot.
Yep. I like Rob Van Dam a lot. It's cool to see him back in the WWE. Flips it up, changes things around a little bit. What about what else has been going on? We've been watching the Bellas.
Total Diva.
is that what it is?
That was pretty good.
Yeah. I want to see dudes snap out tomorrow night.
I think that's just kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, him snapping, we'll see. Yeah, of course it's ridiculous.
I can't believe the Bellas won their day in 2 superstars.
Who?
Dan Bryan and John Cena.
Yeah.
No wonder why John Cena picked Dan Bryan for SummerSlam. Makes all sense now when you think about it.
Why? Because they're buddies?
Yeah. They probably had a talk.
I'll pick Daniel Bryan. That's what Cena said.
Yeah.
Well, I like that he picked Daniel Bryan, and it was cool to see him get his.
No, I wanted him to pick CM Punk, because that's the one that went, the one to always attack John Cena.
I'm looking forward to seeing Brock Lesnar and Punk, though.
The Beast versus the Best.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Or how Paul Heyman said, it's the Beast equals the Best.
Yeah.
CM Punk's none of those.
Dude, did you see SmackDown? The little promo that Brock Lesnar cut?
That promo.
Where he was just sitting there talking about how he's pathetic and I don't know. We'll try to find it and play it.
Okay.
Yeah, so we went to Raw. Raw was pretty cool. I got my CM Punk shirt. What shirt did you get?
Randy Orton.
Strike first shirt. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, and they had those t-shirts already selling where it said the beard is here.
Yeah,
before Raw, that was cool.
And the new John Cena one too.
Yep, no.
And Rob Van Dam. I wanted to get the John Cena one, except I thought about that. I'm like, nah, I like Randy Orton.
Yeah, that was a cool shirt too.
Randy Orton?
Yeah, you can wear that a while compared to.
I would have got the John Cena one because I mostly have a gear that equals a John Cena.
That's all you got, John Cena's gear.
I have the army pants and the high top.
Oh yeah.
Well, I have the red gear. It's not the necklace. I don't know what happened to that. Yeah.
So what did you think about Daniel Bryan coming out in a suit?
I thought that was pretty good.
He always tries to bring people out in suits. He did this with Stone Cold Steve Austin too.
Given it your all, I don't know. I'm sure that maybe
look at
we
him.
Could work something out. And if you'll just listen to me, Daniel Bryan, I have considerable influence on you becoming WWE champion. I mean, think about it. There's just one other thing we need to do for this makeup.
Gucci shoes. He did the same thing.
On your face.
Oh, they got your face.
This makeover needs one other thing. And that's...
cut the beard. See, this is the same
bird's nest in there.
Promo they did with Stone Cold Steve Austin years ago.
Stone Cold Steve Austin, Mr. McMahon had like 10 guards.
So, if you really want to be WWE champion, if you want my influential support,
you're going to cut the beard. So, guess what? They brought out the chair. We saw the guys come down the thing with the chair, didn't we?
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan sits in it.
Wade Barrett. Is the good part. Wade Barrett tries to save his beard. He's about to shave it. He shaves it.
Wade's grandfather used to be a barber.
Oh, that's good.
Or whatever they call him over in the UK.
Okay, saying wait.
I just have something right here. Just if you could just leave this little part right here.
Leave this little part right here. Oh, he headbutts him. Boom. I like this part.
Yeah.
He saves one. The guy, he attacks him, puts him back in the chair, saves the other one.
Yeah. And then SmackDown last night, he wrestled Wade Barrett, and he was clean shaven. He had all his beard gone.
Boom. He punches him.
With the razor?
Now he shaves his other half, too.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. And, of course, Vince McMahon stands in the ring looking crazy. Yeah, I noticed that. You see, right when they threw Wade Barrett over the barricade right there, we were right above that, and I was looking at that because, for some reason, they just put up two chairs right there before that thing happened. And guess what? All of a sudden, Wade Barrett gets thrown over it. Think they did that on purpose?
No, I thought it was funny because right when that happened, the guard just jumps over and says, stand back.
Yeah.
So Wade Barrett just pushes him like, get away from me. Wait a minute. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that match. Oh.
Yeah. So what else happened? That was cool. So I like seeing Daniel Bryan. I really have taken a liking to him.
I thought he was pretty cool.
Yeah.
You still got that one.
Oops. Which one? The Respect the Beard one?
Yeah. No, one of the... Which one did you get?
For the t-shirt?
Yeah.
CM Punk, baby!
Oh, you still got the
Daniel Bryan.
I got
the black one with the punk symbol in the middle.
You want the sweatshirt.
Yeah, I want the... I still want to get the white one.
I know you
want... 2011.
I know you still want the... I know you still want the sweatshirt because you can wear that more than you wear that other one. Because you can wear that more when you get cold.
Yeah, hey. It gets cold up here in Wisconsin. All right, the other thing we loved was seeing Lesnar come in there and kill CM Punk.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining me at this time, Brock Lesnar.
Oh, this wasn't
Curtis
the fight.
Axel.
Oh, this was after they beat him
and
up.
Paul Heyman.
Look at all
I just
red.
Wanted to get your comments on what
Lesnar
just transpired
is.
Out in the ring.
He's
there between
mad.
Your two clients
he
and
lost.
Your former best friend,
I know,
CM
he
Punk.
Gets so red. Look at him. Look at how huge that boy is.
That's the best of the best of the best of the best of the best that this world has to offer.
He sounds so weird.
And the best in the world.
He sounds weird.
Paul, say something stupid. I want you.
He says, Paul.
Say something stupid.
I didn't know he said that before.
I did. I thought he said say something else.
Yeah, I didn't hear that when we were there.
M. Punk.
Look at that forehead. Dude,
I want
look
you
how big
to tell CM
is.
Punk that
I
he
know, right?
may not make it to SummerSlam. Because next week, right here on Raw,
I'm going to fight.
I'm going to walk out to that ring.
Yep.
Based on the beating CM Punk just suffered from Brock Lesnar, I am confident enough to tell you that I am not going out to the ring
yep.
as an advocate.
So what is he going
to
do?
I'm going to stand in the ring, and I'm going to look for a one-on-one man versus man fight, because next week on Raw, if he's man enough to accept it will be CM Punk versus Paul Heyman.
Heyman.
Woo! It's going down.
Okay, Dad, think about this.
What?
Him saying that whole, his name, while he's slurring. Think about that. Don't you think that would be funny?
Who?
Paul Schler, Heyman Schler. Yeah. That's what he would probably sound like if he slurred.
Heyman, are you making fun of my slur?
Yeah.
You hear my son? Look at this boy. Kick your butt, man.
What? You used to do that when you were in high school. So it's a long
still
time.
I slur.
When you want to.
No, I still be slurring. You just gotta listen for it sometimes.
I always listen.
Sometimes, because you're so used to me saying it all the time.
Slur,
now,
slur,
you know?
Slur, slur.
The best versus the beast. He's worse than Dogger Baby. Yeah, if you don't know that, go check out Get in the Corner podcast with me at Dogger Baby.
That's bad.
Yeah, it's a very, very, very crazy comedy podcast. But we're gonna go back to CM Punk. I want to find where he got his butt whooped when we were there. I got some good pictures of CM Punk hitting Lesnar with the chair too.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm gonna follow me on Instagram. Yuck Nasty. YUKNASSTY.
Park behind a swinging net breaker. And now the sold out.
Yep.
Rest center.
This was bomb.
Fans on their feet for Punk.
Looks like somebody might be about to go to sleep. Oh!
A high elbow by Punk.
I think it was a high knee, Michael.
Followed by the high knee. You're right. That was Vintage Punk followed up by the clothesline. Monday Night
Man,
Raw
I
is
think
live tonight and sold
no
out
matter
in
what
Bay.
Happens,
CM Punk versus Intercontinental
sold
Champion
out in
Curtis
Bay.
Axel. Paul Heyman is wonderful.
I think Brock's
going
to mess him up no matter what.
Punk is vowed to get his hands
no
up.
Matter what happens, who wins, CM Punk is going to get
oh, watch out here. Oh,
now Axel.
Messed up.
I know. CM Punk and Brock Lesnar are going to get they're probably going to be in the CM Punk probably
so
well Brock Lesnar and CM Punk are probably going to be the in the hospital.
Daniel Bryan,
I'm
going to
say Brock Lesnar
are
probably
going
to be in the
hospital. Take on the Shield
CM Punk's probably going to have stitches. Both of them are.
Yeah.
That could be it. Off the net breaker. That could be it. Two get a kick out by Punk.
So close.
Look at his head.
I'll give you that. It's not a
piece. Oh, there were some cool signs there.
Again, Punk's never say die attitude. It's kept him in the match. Oh, and now Punk caught Curtis Axel.
I think CM Punk has a big
Curtis
leg.
Axel to get underneath the ropes, not get pinned. And the coach right there.
There he is.
That's where he grabs him right there.
Yeah, he grabs him at the end.
As soon as he grabs him.
Punk has got Heyman.
This doesn't end.
Look.
Oh, my God.
You better hurt Heyman real quick.
That's what I was going to do. I will lift him up and just knee him to the head.
And that he is.
And he still does his dance, even though Heyman's getting it.
Get ready, Donaldtown. We're about to see some fireworks. And Punk's ready. Punk's got back down. Punk's ready for a fight. Of course he won't back down. He held the title for 434 days. We're about to watch us one heck of a fight. SummerSlam's coming early.
Dude,
let's get it on, boys.
We
got to
get SummerSlam. When is it?
Hey,
it's next week.
That's right.
I forgot about this part.
Boom!
Go to sleep!
PTSing.
Watch out, Punk!
And then he blocks
Punk
it.
With the equalizer, and that chair ripped out of his hand by Lesnar. And here comes Punk, and the fight's on! The fight's on!
You better believe it is.
Look out. Lesnar taking it to Punk!
There he goes. Oh, no. F5 on the floor.
Lesnar off the post to the steps. Punk's in it. Punk's in this thing.
Yeah, that's what he's got to do. Just beat his brain.
Lesnar's reeling.
Watch out here.
Or find some kind of weakness.
Punk's taken to the beast.
And Punk taking out Lesnar. The beast is down.
You better stay on it, Punk.
This will be the weakness. CM Punk versus Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman's like his, that's his weakness. You know what I mean? Paul Heyman telling him, don't do this, don't do that.
The assault by Punk.
Yeah, when he...
Right, JBL, once you let that beast up, bad things happen. And now it's the beast Lesnar on the hunt.
This doesn't end well.
Yeah, I forgot about the Elimination Chamber.
Punk stayed in this thing.
Elimination Chamber.
Punk took it to Lesnar. But now it's Brock Lesnar. Back in control.
Hey, when Punk hit that floor. I mean, it.
Oh, man. Lesnar with Punk up.
Hey!
And Punk is still fighting back.
I would have just chucked that Paul Heyman.
Look at Paul. That's when he starts begging. Look at Punk's bloody on the face, under the chin, on his back.
I would have hit Brock Lesnar one more time and hit
on his leg.
You know what I mean, Dad? If he would have hit him while he was getting up, CM Punk would have been able to damage him.
Everybody starts booing. There's that Ultimate Warrior sign behind him. That was a nice sign. That thing glowed in the dark or had lights on it and everything.
Oh my gosh!
Last thing Brock Lesnar needs a weapon.
You know what? I can't wait to
match. What's
that? You know what match I can't wait in SummerSlam?
What's that?
Is when AJ, Big E versus Dolph Ziggler and Caitlyn.
Yeah, that would be
That's
good.
That's going to be a good match.
I like Dolph.
Well, no, because Dolph Ziggler finally can get his hands on Big E.
Yeah. Big E.
Big E sucks at wrestling.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you know, he does.
Yeah.
I'm excited for SummerSlam. There you go. That's the WWE Family Podcast. We're going to end on. I'm going to try to find that. Uh-oh, wrong one. Here we go. Is this the promo for The Best versus The Beast? We're going to end you out on that. Leave you go with that. Just finish it off with that. Yeah, hey, have a good one. Thanks for listening. We will try to do some more. And at least I will try to do some more. And we'll see you next time.
I am the best wrestler in the world. I've been the best ever since day one when I walked into this company. And I've been vilified and hated since that day because Paul Heyman saw something in me that nobody else wanted to admit.
I'm always going to be a Paul Heyman guy. Always. You got involved in the match last night and almost cost me. Okay, I don't need your help to win matches. I'm not Brock Lesnar. Okay, I'm not your client. So from here on out, I don't want you ringside.
I get it. Everybody else may not get it, but I get it. And I thank you for letting me be part of everything you've let me be a part of with you. And it's okay. I understand. Because as unpopular as this may sound, I love you and thank you. Okay, go get him. I'll be watching. Okay? You're the best in the world. You're the best in the world.
CM Punk.
catches the champion on the jaw. CM Punk off and they go to sleep. He caught it. He caught it.
One pick for this match.
CM Punk.
Congratulations, Rock. You just graduated from the kiddie table, but you just bit off more than you can chew.
Life, but look at you. You're all beat up from the heinous beating you suffered at the hands of the beast incarnate himself. So, your challenge for SummerSlam is accepted. Because you know as well as I do, the best is the Beast. Brock Lesnar.
Show you what happened a couple of weeks ago on Monday Night Raw. CM Punk was upset that Paul Heyman cost him the Money in the Bank ladder match at the Money in the Bank pay-per-view. He knew that Heyman's client Brock Lesnar was there. He was ready for Lesnar. Punk wanted a fight. But CM Punk would be attacked from behind from Paul Heyman, allowing Lesnar to take over.
Not only that, Michael, CM Punk was not even close to 100%.
Yeah, CM Punk had gotten through that grueling Money in the Bank ladder match, but he tried to fight back valiantly. Brock Lesnar, the Beast incarnate, taking it to CM Punk.
This Brock Lesnar has no conscience.
And it was because of these attacks that CM Punk suffered strained ligaments in his knee and his ankle.
Look at this.
And bruised and possibly broken ribs. We now know that Punk gets Brock Lesnar in 3 weeks at SummerSlam. The Best versus the Beast.
Well, it's official. I got what I want at SummerSlam. It's the Best versus the Beast. And ever since Monday night, people have been coming up to me saying, you know, Punk, you fell right into Paul Heyman's trap. And that's exactly what Paul thinks. That's exactly what Paul wants all of you to think. And it kind of surprises me, because I know Paul Heyman. Because for 8 years, he wasn't just my best friend. He was my mentor. He was my teacher. He taught me a great many things about being the dirtiest player in the game. He taught me you don't just exploit an enemy's weakness, you target it and you hit it over and over and over and over until there's nothing left. And that's exactly what I'm going to do to Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam. I consider myself a little bit of an expert on exactly what Brock's biggest weakness is, because it used to be my biggest weakness. Simply put, Brock Lesnar's biggest weakness is the fact that he trusts Paul Heyman. Trust me when I say that will be your downfall, Brock. And Paul Heyman's biggest weakness has and always will be one thing: his ego. I'm not going to stand out here and pretend that Paul didn't ever stick his neck out for me when nobody else would. I'm not going to pretend that Paul Heyman didn't help me get to the WWE. But I've been beating myself up for this for weeks, because I finally realized he didn't do it for me. He did it for him. He saw a kid who was going to be successful no matter what, and he put his stamp of approval on him so he could point and say, "Hey, see that, everybody? I made him." Last Monday, he called me a thoroughbred, and that's all I've ever been to him. I was just another horse in the race. And Paul Heyman wanted two horses in the race. He always wanted the Best versus the Beast, but he somehow thought he was going to be able to be in both corners. Because, Paul, you wanted everything. Paul Heyman wanted it all, and at SummerSlam, I'm going to take everything from you. I'll handle everything Brock Lesnar has to dish out, and then I'm going to stand up, and I'm going to look him in the eye, and I'm going to kick him in the face over and over and over and over and over until he is an unrecognizable pile of failure. And then, best friend, I got a little something special for you lined up, a little bit of a thank you for... What on earth? This is Fandango. It's actually Summer Rae.
A lot of people see this match between me and CM Punk at SummerSlam as a personal issue between Punk and Paul Heyman, with me just being there as Paul's muscle. But let me make it clear, it is personal between me and Punk. I've never liked Punk. He walks around here calling himself the best in the world. Look at him, and look at me. I look at him and see a joke. The only reason I let him exist all this time is out of respect for Paul.
Paul!
The corporate idiots are calling this match at SummerSlam the best versus the beast. You listen to me. The beast is the best, and you're looking at him. Punk thinks just because he tapes his hands and has a bunch of tattoos and takes MMA classes for beginners at his local gym that he's a tough guy. Well, he's not. People have asked me if there's any professional jealousy between me and Punk. What do I have to be jealous of? Was Punk an NCAA Division I heavyweight champ?
No.
Was Punk a UFC heavyweight champion?
No.
There is no jealousy in Brock Lesnar. And as far as him being WWE champion, I was the undisputed WWE champion back when CM Punk was wrestling for 100 people in high school gyms. Now I'll give him credit where it's due. Holding the WWE title for 434 days nonstop is impressive, especially for a guy like him. But CM Punk has never faced anybody in his entire life like me.
Me.
Because there is nobody like me. Size does matter. At SummerSlam, CM Punk is going to learn what it means to truly be victimized by Brock Lesnar.